This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, boy, we got a lot of news today, right? We got the Supreme Court and gay marriage headline. We're going to talk about that and what's going on there. We're also going to talk about how most of the nation's top doctors are saying, look, guys, don't freak out about Ebola here. All right, we got this under control. It won't spread. Good. I'm glad. I'm glad they're saying that. But I still want you guys to be on guard, especially since we're getting scooped that this original patient in Dallas is not doing well. And unfortunately, he's making a turn for the worse. So we're going to talk about that. We got a new attention deficit hyperactivity drug. Huh? What? We have a new ADHD drug. Okay, if you can pay attention long enough, this is going to be important. Hey, listen, you know, I never had attention deficit. I was hyperactive, never had attention deficit. But even I am becoming more ADHD because I need my information fast. And if you don't give it to us fast, you lose me. We're also going to talk about, apparently there's a headline here, that scientists have been able to grow penises in a lab, and they are going to test these on humans. Within 5 years. I'll pass, please. I'll pass. Okay, I'm not really good with the fake stuff. But it's good for people that, unfortunately, get amputated. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This was an interesting email I got when I was out. I was, observing Yom Kippur. That's where we fast for about 24 hours to atone for our sins. And for those of you who know me, the 24 hours doesn't even barely cut it. I mean, maybe that covers me till, you know, the third grade. But, you know, after that, I really need to. It was kind of easy. You know, it's easy. You can easily go without food and water for a day. Start to get the headache. You know, you get the little hypoglycemic headache. But it's really not that hard. You know, and as long as you don't. And, I mean, it was like, what, 90 degrees outside? So you keep your mouth shut. You just kind of not think about food. Now, I was fine without thinking about food. That was easy. It was the water part that was hard. The hard part is, you know, being in temple and trying to do the prayers and doing them correctly. That's the hard part, you know, because you're really not being attentive. You know, the reason why you do that is because you're supposed to be concentrating and, you know, thinking about God. You're not supposed to be thinking about food. The problem is when you're fasting, you're just so grumpy that, you know, you haven't eaten, you haven't drunk, you didn't sleep well the night before. I always tell people whenever you're dieting, don't, like, starve yourself before you go to bed. Because you notice when you go to bed at night, when you're kind of starving yourself when you diet, your epinephrine kicks in. Because your epinephrine and your glucagon have to start the process of making sugar. So a lot of you can't sleep when you're not eating and you're dieting really severely because that epinephrine kicks in. That's why a lot of us are grumpy. So, unfortunately, I think the fast kind of defeats the purpose because you're really not paying attention in temple. You're like, yeah, I sinned for this, I sinned for this, I sinned for this. You know, I sinned, I sinned, I sinned. You know, and then you eat and you're like, oh, I feel better, huh? All right, so my suggestion is for somebody like me, I do a partial fast, but I probably need to do it like every single week of the year. And then that'll carry me through to my sins up until the fifth or sixth grade. And then we'll just have to forget about all the rest. Now, talking about crash dieting and not eating and that epinephrine kicking in, you know, when we talk about diets and losing weight, you know, I always tell you guys you need to eat to lose the weight. And some of you are like, wait a second, Dahlia, that's where you went wrong. I've seen your tushy. Listen, I've seen my tushy too. I'm not saying I'm an expert in weight loss, okay? I know how to read the journal articles, and I know how to listen to Dr. Oz, and I even listen to my show, but that doesn't mean I follow it. If I want a piece of chocolate, I'm going to eat the gosh darn piece of chocolate. However, that doesn't mean my advice is bad. It just means I don't follow my advice. I'm allowed to not follow my advice. Do you think I go and get my pap smears all the time like I'm supposed to? No, I don't. No, because I don't like to go. All right, so it's do as I say and not as I do when it comes to this. But the reason why all these diets tell you you got to eat something every couple hours and you have to be, you know, judicious about making sure you're getting all your nutrients is because you don't want your metabolism to slow. We've talked about this on air a lot, how when you start to go into starvation mode, right, your body will hold on to the calories. Now, some of you will say, well, wait a second. I saw Survivor and they all lost weight and they all got really skinny. So, you know, you will superficially lose weight. I mean, if you're starving, you're going to lose weight, obviously. But then the second any food comes on, your metabolism is going to immediately slow down and hold on to every piece of that bread or meat or cheese or cookie crumble and hold on to those calories. So you need to let the body think you're not starving and that it doesn't have to go into, you know, DEFCON 5 mode in making sure that it keeps all your calories. So you know, you're like, don't worry about it. I'm going to get food in a couple hours. The body's like, really? I'm like, yeah, so it's okay. You can just still keep the metabolism up. All right, I got that. But every couple hours, Medifast, one of the reasons why my husband lost so much weight on Medifast is because he ate a bar every couple hours. And I was like, whoa, that weight dropped. He had the crappiest metabolism. He really did. So just keep in mind, when you freak your body out by any sort of, you know, abrupt dieting, that's going to be an issue. Now, you know, did I lose a little bit of weight with the fast over the weekend? Yeah, I did. You know, and I noticed because when I was trying to put my corset and Spanx on, they went on a little bit easier. You want to know how to get Spanx on easy and your corset stuff on easy? Stretch them out. Okay? You know, I wear these things so much that when you do start to lose, they just sit there and be loosey-goosey. So the problem is when you buy them new from the store, you can't get into them. I mean, you're trying to breathe, you're trying to whatever. But you just kind of stretch them out, you know, or let your best friend wear them who's heavier. That'll stretch it out, and then you can kind of put them on and off. All right, today, no Spanx. I get to wear my scrubs. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. All right, don't go away. We got your emails. We got news on Ebola. And this is interesting, too. The top 10 painkillers written in the United States. Who knew there were 10 different types? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so let's talk about what's going on with Ebola. There's been a lot of concern that maybe we should stop flights coming in from West Africa. There's been concerns about travel ban, even though federal officials right now are definitely in opposition to it. We have, you know, doctors here in America saying, look, guys, you can relax. We're not going to get Ebola. We're going to be fine. Yet we kind of wonder, all right, what's going on, because a few things have been very, very screwy about this whole little Ebola outbreak we've had here in the U.S. I don't want to use the word outbreak because it's one particular patient, but us having a person here affected and all the misses that happened make us a little bit, uneasy. All right. So, first of all, how's the patient doing? Not well. Thomas Eric Duncan, he's the one that contracted it. Okay. He's the one that had traveled from Liberia to here, had no symptoms while he was on the plane, per him. You know, maybe he was feeling crummy, but he didn't think twice about it. They say his condition has now escalated from serious to critical. This is according to the CDC. They say he is not receiving any of the experimental drugs to treat the virus. Now, he's at the Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas. They said a couple days ago that the reason why he's not going to be receiving ZMAP or any of the experimental drugs is because we're all out. We have run out of the Ebola drugs here in America. Now, am I the only one going, wasn't there just one patient? What do they mean they ran out? I mean, I know we had the other two that came over about a month ago, right, treating in Atlanta. How did you run out after the first, you know, American case here? You run out. So that was screwy. Now they're saying, no, they're not giving it to them because it'll make it worse. Now, remember, the ZMAP are these antibodies that they made in monkeys. Okay, remember, you need to, and we've talked about this, in order to be able to fight a disease, you have to have antibodies that have recognized it, had a few weeks to build up, and then go and fight it. Well, when you have somebody with active infection, we give you immunoglobulin, or we'll give you direct antibodies that'll then go ahead and fight. Just like with tetanus. Some of you will get a tetanus vaccine in the hospital, but some of you will get tetanus immunoglobulin. You're like, well, wait a second, what's the difference? The immunoglobulin is because we think you actively have tetanus and we want to fight it right then and there. It's rare if the wound is really, really dirty and we're nervous because you're unvaccinated. The vaccine just helps you for the next time around for a couple weeks down the line. So, unfortunately, if you have antibodies and if you're already, let's say, undergoing the hemorrhagic fever and you're already kind of bleeding internally, et cetera, and you administer some of these antibodies, sometimes the body may be a little bit too weak to be able to group with those antibodies and help fight the virus. And sometimes the damage is already done, and you have to now be in damage control. So I'm not sure what's going on in terms of what they're treating with. Again, the only information we get is what they give us, and they're not giving us much. Okay? Apparently, he was exposed to a homeless person. That homeless person was on the run. Now they got him, and now they're detaining him. I guess Duncan's girlfriend and her two children, and I guess one of her two children and two young men were moved to a private home in a gated community. They're being monitored. Thus far, we don't think any of his particular close contacts have it. But again, that's what we are being told. So, you know, I know some of you are like, well, I don't get this. I don't get this. And, you know, how did he leave Liberia? Aren't they checking? Yeah, they are. Liberian officials are saying that he lied about his history with Ebola. He apparently helped a pregnant person who was convulsing and vomiting. That's the story we got. He was carrying her. Good for him if he was, I mean, trying to help out his neighbors. I mean, I think that was a selfless act, and that's, you know, but again, are we getting the true story? You know, I mean, when I was pregnant, my husband could barely lift my arm, let alone my whole body. I mean, I don't know. But again, he is a big guy. I mean, maybe he was the guy that was chosen to, you know, but you have somebody vomiting and sick and exposed and, you know, so I mean, it could have happened. And again, it looks like he got a big rip-roaring dose. But Liberian officials said that he lied about his history with Ebola on an airport health questionnaire. Because now people are like, how did Liberia let him leave? And apparently everybody was given a questionnaire. And I know a lot of you guys, you get these questionnaires and you're like, oh, you know, I'm trying to watch my movie on the plane. So you guys just sit there and fill it out haphazardly. And then you go and you give it back. Maybe, who knows? Maybe he didn't read it. Did he really lie? Did it not, you know, I mean, maybe he didn't think the person he was helping really had Ebola. He was just helping a pregnant woman who was vomiting. So what's supposed to be happening here? Well, according to ABC News, all right, the passenger screening, I guess, goes something like this. They go, the passengers boarding planes in the outbreak zone, they get their temperatures taken, and then they answer questions. Now, Thomas Eric Duncan's temperature at the time was only 97.3. And if 98.6 is normal, 97.3 looks good. Although, you know, sometimes people's fevers drop. You know, you get the chills. Sometimes you feel cold before you get sick. Sometimes you get a decrease in your temperature. It's very, very rare. But he wasn't having any symptoms. He was feeling fine. So they say the lack of fever indicated to federal health officials that he wasn't contagious. When he flew, he was fine. He said he didn't have any issues, so of course he went. Okay, now remember, Ebola has a long dormancy period. It lasts about 21 days, or it could be dormant for 21 days until it starts to act up. Now, they signed questionnaires, all right, saying, look, they haven't been exposed. They haven't touched a person with Ebola, etc. Okay? I mean, did he actively lie, or was he really saying the truth? I haven't really touched anybody with Ebola. How does he know? Unfortunately, this person he was helping did end up dying. In the air, they say the airlines are required to report deaths of ill passengers who meet certain conditions to the CDC before landing in the U.S. Okay, I would think if somebody died on a plane, all right, you would want to tell, you know, let somebody know. Apparently, Morgan Duran, a spokeswoman for Delta Airlines, says flight attendants are trained to spot anyone who looks or reports feeling ill. Crew members can feel the passengers with a gloved hand. Now, I know some of you are like, really? You don't understand. If you're a mommy, you're pretty good at that hand temperature thing. Remember I told you there was a study where they had a bunch of mommies, not mothers, but mommies, right? They took babies' temperatures with hands, and they were like close, within a degree close, less than that. So you could tell. I could feel by touching somebody how hot they are. You get to that point. It's one of these little mommy maternal instincts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Honestly, we got a lot of sensors. Our female organs give us superpowers. All right. And then at the airport, the CDC has quarantine stations at 20 major U.S. airports and border crossings. Only 20. Similar to what occurs during a bomb threat, a plane with a highly contagious person could land and taxi to a remote area from crowded terminals, and medical crews could be dispatched to the plane. There are procedures for evaluating the traveler, isolating him, and taking him to a hospital. Now, one of you had asked about the rights of this homeless person who is now being held against his will, and he doesn't think he was exposed to Ebola. That's another topic we need to talk about. Real quickly, when it comes to cleaning planes, all right, most airlines say they clean their planes at least daily. And usually this happens overnight. United Airlines says its planes receive a thorough cleaning every night, including wiping tray tables and armrests with disinfectant and using heavy-duty all-purpose cleaners on lavatories and galleys. I have to admit, most planes I get on, the trays are pretty clean. There's always crap in the pockets, I notice. But the planes are overall clean. The bathroom's another story. Duncan had flown on United Airlines planes from Brussels to Dulles Airport and then to Dallas-Fort Worth. You know, they say when there was concerns of SARS and acute respiratory syndrome and that kind of crippled travel to Asia, you know, real concern about the avian flu and what was happening back in 2003 was because it was respiratory and airborne. Ebola, you really have to touch sweat, blood, bodily fluids. Now, does the airline administration or industry want us to start limiting travel and people freaked out when we only have one case here? No, they don't. Okay, I mean, the airline business is a money-making business. Okay, and I mean, the possibility of anybody getting Ebola now, if I had to travel to New York or Dallas or whatever, I wouldn't be freaked out about that. If I had to travel to Africa, I wouldn't be concerned that I'm on a plane with somebody going there. All right, I would be more concerned actually being within the actual village. So I don't want you to worry. Now, will this become an outbreak? What are doctors saying? And is it against your rights to be held? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so judiciously. Thank you so much. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. A lot of people are wondering about this homeless man and who he is and why there was such a manhunt for a homeless man, and his picture's been all over the place. Remember the next day we were talking about a second person in Dallas, or where there was some other people in question that they were concerned about, close contacts, but it wasn't the girlfriend, and they were like, well, what, you know, who were they talking about? Apparently there was a homeless panhandler, they said, who rode in the same ambulance, not while, but after Thomas Eric Duncan was in the ambulance. And so he had been picked up
for a completely different reason. And then apparently he had, I guess he had left the hospital, and I guess there was this manhunt that happened over the weekend. Well, they found him, and they put him in to the psych ward. They said he had signs and elicited symptoms that would demand that he would be, his name is Michael Lively, taken to a psychiatric ward. This has brought on a bunch of discussions on, is this their way to legally quarantine somebody? You put them in a psych ward. And could this happen to us? Well, no. Okay, first of all, this was somebody who had, I trust our psychiatric system. Having been trained to the degree that I was in our psychiatric institutions here that we have, they're not going to detain or hold somebody in a psych ward, all right, for risk of Ebola, inappropriately if they don't have a psychiatric condition. And the reason why they won't do that is because they can absolutely legally hold you without you being in a psych ward. The Ebola quarantine is legal. And you guys made it legal. All right? There's health statutes in your states. There's the CDC power to invoke quarantines. This is something that is perfectly legal. Now, there's debate, okay, under, does the Constitution really allow this? Does there, that would be up for the Supreme Court to decide if we start to see massive quarantines during flu season and people thinking their rights violated. But right now, the CDC can. There was a legal analyst for Paul Kalin, and he discusses it as well. And he says that apparently this quarantine power was started back in the 1917-1918 influenza epidemic. And because of the millions upon millions of deaths that, the government and many of the governments decided to pass laws that would allow states to utilize quarantine and quote-unquote involuntary commitment to prevent the spread of disease. Apparently the power dates back into the 1870s when they used it to stop the spread of yellow fever. Now, unfortunately there's no time for due process and all of the other protocols or all of the other steps that you would think need to be taken, because when we're talking about something like Ebola, speed is pretty quick. And I talk to my patients, I talk to a lot of people about Ebola. And the one thing everybody is talking about is how ridiculous this is. How did he get to walk around? How did he go and infect people? People are scared. People don't want to be infected themselves. They don't want their family infected. They don't want their kids infected. So it's very easy for us as a whole that are healthy to say absolutely quarantine. But again, we haven't gotten to the point where we're in flu season. And now you're going to be held, right, against your will, going, but wait a second, I don't have it. Now, apparently it takes an average of 48 hours for these confirmatory tests to come back saying you're negative for Ebola. All right, if we don't have this licked and we don't have our acts together when it comes to controlling Ebola here in the United States, this is going to be a huge problem come flu season. They say the federal government right now through CDC is empowered to detain, medically examine, and then release persons arriving into the U.S. and traveling between states who are suspected of carrying communicable diseases that we are, of course, concerned about. Now, I don't know if the law even allows you to be held, for communicable diseases such as bronchitis or herpes, etc., syphilis. But right now, luckily, we don't see those types of quarantines going on. They say the exercise of this authority can be delegated to appropriate law enforcement and military authorities by presidential executive order, as required by the magnitude of the health threat. They say all 50 states, as well as American Indian tribes, have similar but differing levels of authority to meet the health threat of a contagious disease. The power, according to CNN, emanates from their authority to protect the health and safety of the residents, towns, and cities. Similarly, have health ordinances that permit local authorities to protect residents against the spread of infectious disease. So some of you are like, okay, well, that's good, that's good. And some of you are like, whoa, 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 whoa. How much authority? I mean, does this mean they could just quarantine and kill everybody? No, they shouldn't. All right. But again, I mean, you may want to look up the law and find out exactly to what degree, you know, your state can. Don't wait until there's a full-blown Ebola outbreak. You should educate yourself on the laws. They say Texas, obviously right now, extends the authority to attach a criminal penalty to any individual who refuses to perform or allow the performance of quarantine measures that have been court-ordered. The court may permit quarantine authority on reasonable suspicion that such health powers are necessary to protect the public health. So, you know, New Jersey right now, this is, I guess, the landing site of the United Airlines plane from Brussels. State authorities acting through local health boards are explicitly permitted to maintain and enforce proper and sufficient quarantine wherever deemed necessary under the state's public health. And then there's more extensive powers that could be granted if the governor deems fit. So, if there is a health emergency, okay, and there is an outbreak, on one end, we could feel comfortable that the government can do what it needs to quarantine these people and hopefully isolate it so we don't get it. And that may sound great, you know, appropriate. Okay? You know, you have sick individuals, you quarantine them. But what if the person's not sick? Okay? And what if there's false alarms? What if, you know, the person, there's so many ifs, and the government right now will be able to take on extra liberties because we are all scared of Ebola, and our democratic nation could turn very temporarily totalitarian very easily if President Obama says do whatever means necessary to isolate and quarantine these groups. There's a lot of power there that we will not be able to control. Now, I'm not saying get all nervous. I don't want Ebola spreading any more than anyone else. Okay? Apparently, they were able to justify this guy that was in the ambulance after. Not his fault. He got picked up by an ambulance. And, you know, the ambulance people usually clean the ambulance down. They do. They clean before each transport. So I trust that. I doubt this homeless person has Ebola. But they are holding him against his will to check him. Now, if he does have issues of psychiatric instability, that's why he's wandering around begging for money, and they could find a true psychiatric diagnosis, that would obviously be more ethical. But right now they are detaining him so they could test him for Ebola. Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens after he's negative for Ebola. Do they let him go? Do they actually give him psychiatric treatment? What happens after that? All right. Do doctors think this is going to spread? No, doctors think we got, you know, we're going to be on top of it. There may have to be some changes when it comes to flight and care on who we're letting come into this country. But we'll keep you guys posted. Right now, it's the same thing on how it's been spread that I've been talking, bodily fluids. Don't touch anybody's bodily fluids, okay? Don't go anywhere, man. 27-7, Dr. Ellie.
Speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know,
improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Yeah? Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going and what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
Yeah, and what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So the Supreme Court today denied review in all five pending same-sex marriage cases, clearing the way for gay marriage to proceed in Indiana, Oklahoma, Utah, Virginia, and Wisconsin. So the justices are not going to intercede in the wave of decisions that have favored in the federal appeals court that favored same-sex marriage. They are not going to come in and intercede, all right? Or the lower court's decisions. So this will almost immediately increase the number of states allowing same-sex marriage from 19 to 24, along with the District of Columbia, according to the New York Times. They say the justices had earlier acted to stop same-sex marriages in Utah and Virginia, issuing stays to block appeals court rulings allowing them. Others' appeal court decisions have been stayed by the appeal courts themselves. Now, all right, so what does this mean? Well, according to Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, said there was no urgency for the court to act until a split emerged in the federal appeals courts, all of whose recent decisions have been in favor of same-sex marriage. They say the justices last agreed to hear a constitutional challenge to a same-sex marriage ban on California's Proposition 8 back in December 2012, but a majority of the justices said it was not properly before the court. So the Supreme Court, again, kind of was like, you know, we're butting out of it. Now, it's interesting because, you know, we look to the Supreme Court to tell us what is going on with our Constitution. And it's interesting when you see the Supreme Court go, nah, we're going to pass on that one. How political. We are starting to see the Supreme Court. Boy, are they getting political. All right. And I foresee same-sex marriage being allowed. I see states, probably it'll be within the next 5 to 10 years allowed in all states of the United States. Some of us think that's awesome. Some of us don't. And that's not for us to debate. You know, having family members and friends who are gay, as far as I'm concerned, if they want to be in a monogamous union, all the power to them. I think that's wonderful. Okay, I'm for gay marriage. What I find though very interesting is how political our Supreme Court is, and how you would think a judge should be neutral and impartial. And it's interesting to see, you know, especially since we're paying them what we're paying them, for them to go, no, we're going to butt out. You know, and I mean, maybe the issue is they just cannot interpret it. Maybe the Constitution really doesn't have that in there. And there is no way for them to interpret it. It would be subjective. The right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Does that transcend down to the gay and lesbian community? Is that what our forefathers were thinking? You know, we're taking a document, which is our Bible of America, and we're extrapolating it to 2014 issues. And I'm a little nervous by any court. I'm a little nervous by any court butting in and saying the Constitution allows us or the Constitution doesn't. The Constitution wasn't even dealing with that issue. It wasn't. All right? And having patients who are gay and in relationships where they are, you know, faking wanting to be in that relationship and feigning the interest in that nucleus and coming in with depression and health issues. And then how do we tell the kids? In fact, I have an email. We're going to talk about it in the next hour. Just that we have somebody who is gay, has been married, has two kids, wants out, doesn't know how to bring it up to his wife, how to bring it up to the kids. You know, maybe that's the problem. We're forcing people in the society that we're in to hide who they are. And I don't want that. I don't want anybody hiding. You know, there was the issue where there was a bakery who had denied making the cake for a lesbian couple who was getting married. And this bakery was ostracized, I think it had to close down, etc. And, you know, so people thought it was a win, etc. Where I was a little bit concerned is I don't want people hiding how they feel, okay? I want to know. I don't think gays and lesbians should have to hide their sexuality. I don't think a heterosexual has to hide their sexuality. I don't think somebody who's against a certain belief has to hide that. I mean, I am for freedom on that level all the way around. So if a company who has religious beliefs gets ostracized and loses their company because they can't speak freely, is that against their constitutional right? You know, the funny thing is liberals and conservatives probably agree on a lot more than we think. It's just the law always gets tweaked for either side, and it doesn't seem fair for all, like Obamacare. If Obamacare was really insurance for all, why are so many of us losing our insurance and so many of us can't afford insurance? You know, I was debating with a liberal over the weekend about Obamacare. I'm like, I am for everybody having some sort of health insurance. But this Obamacare didn't do that. Some got it, some didn't. Why are liberals okay with certain groups that are non-low income not having insurance if their creed is insurance for all? Same thing with this. If religious liberty, if sexual liberty, and being able to be yourself is the creed of the liberal agenda, then doesn't that also project to people saying their beliefs and not wanting to serve certain groups? All right? I mean, you know, we see this with gyms. Ladies get in free. Men don't. Ladies get free membership. What about ladies' night? Okay, where ladies' drinks are half off, but men aren't. Isn't that discrimination also? So, I mean, if we're going to, you know, call it like it is, it needs to be an even playing field all throughout. Now, should a company disrespect a group of individuals, whether they're homosexual, heterosexual? No, they shouldn't. And public opinion is allowed to be out there. But if we want the freedom for a couple to live in a union themselves and be able to marry in a gay union, then we also should extend that liberty for people to be able to express how they feel about it. It can't just be one-sided. And it is. I'm for gay marriage, but I'm also for companies being able to still stay open whether they agree with Obama on issues or not. I see this all the time. Boycott this doctor because he's against Obamacare. Boycott this lawyer. Boycott this. I mean, where's the freedom of speech? It's very, very hypocritical what I'm seeing with what we're allowed to do and what we're not. All right? We as Americans want the freedom to walk around this country free from Ebola. And we want to know that we could go anywhere and there won't be Ebola there. Okay? But do we also want to be detained? Do we also want to be quarantined? You know, it's always a double-edged sword when it comes to, you know, it's always, you know, what works for me, I'm for, but what doesn't, I'm against. And if you really look at the true ideologies of conservatism or liberalism or whatever, many of us don't follow it because we're only using it for our own advantage, our own good, and then the other part of it we're not liking. Makes no sense. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.